A lot going on with the financial news. Let's talk to our favorite money maven, Terry Savage. Terry, good morning. I know from years of listening to you that uncertainty is kryptonite for the markets. Is that what our investments are reacting to right now, uncertainty?
Well, there's a lot of change. I've been thinking for the last few days, it's like being inside a snow globe, and everything is calm and peaceful, and someone shakes it up, and all the pieces go fluttering around, whether they're economic or political or kind of intertwined. But the markets don't seem too upset about this. I think there's a recognition that this whole discussion of tariffs revolved more around political and other purposes than actual tariffs. Now, this is like kids playing with matches in a certain regard, because if you shake up world trade, it's not so much what we might do, but the reaction of other countries. China has already slapped on some tariffs, but if you remember back in 2016, when President Trump's first time in office, he put on tariffs on washing machines, for example, China retaliated with a huge tariff on U.S. imports of U.S. soybeans. Our exports plunged 78%. Our farmers were literally killed. In fact, that administration spent $28 billion in farm aid because of how the retaliation from China not only impacted our farmers at that point, but shifted purchases from China to Brazil instead of the U.S. Hmm. So when we start something like this, look at Canada. Okay, they said, okay, now you're doing what you already said you do, stop fentanyl, put border patrols on. But in the meantime, Canada supplies our farmers with fertilizer. If they really get upset at being told they should be the 51st state and that they are going to be tariffed, the retaliation will hurt them, yes, but it will hurt Americans and jobs here, whether it's the people who make whiskey and send it to Canada or our need to import things from them. So, and in Canada, boy, are they riled up. We're not mm-hmm. coming to the United States. It'll destroy Florida. I think that's the largest tourist destination because in Canada, it's cold. They come to Florida.
Yeah.
So you start this thing, and so far it hasn't been economic. If you think about it, all the demands have been about border and drugs and illegal crossings. But you start messing, and then all of a sudden world trade patterns change. So it's something that's not what's the market doing today. It's about how is this going to impact our economy down the road.
The president says he's in no hurry to talk to Chinese President Xi. Meantime, the Postal Service says they're halting shipments of Chinese parcels. So do you think this is going to get worse before it gets better?
Well, they actually just minutes ago, I saw a news flash announced they were going to resume accepting. You know, the stuff you get from Shein and Temu, I swore off those long ago. But they come in little packages direct from China, which it takes you forever to unwrap with scissors and tape and all that. Those are under $800, so they don't get the tariff on them. And so billions of dollars worth of those little packages of stuff we buy has come through the postal system. But so far, they've just announced that they're not going to, they will continue to accept those for the time being.
The jobs report just came out. Does it look good to you?
Well, it shows the economy is a little bit stronger than even those anticipation was. Interest rates have come down. I'll tell you, if you want to watch one market, Bob, that is not a day-to-day which stocks are hot and what happened to tech, would you just take a look at something we haven't mentioned in a long time, and that's gold hitting all-time highs now this morning over $2,890. It's actually outperformed the S&P 500 over the last year. And that is where you find the big international central bank money, the real fear trade. You know, I know everybody's talking about crypto. It's been around for a few years now, but gold has been around for millennia. And that's where scared money goes. So it's coming to the U.S. Our dollar is strong, but it's also pushing up gold, which is an interesting kind of thermometer to hold up, barometer to see, is the world really worried about what we're doing here?
More at TerrySavage.com. Terry, thank you. Always educational.
Thanks, Bob.
Talk to you soon.